News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Dubliners are to be paid for a walk in the park with civic dollars that they can then cash in for coffee and cake and other goods and services in a new scheme by Dublin City Council in an effort to encourage outdoor exercise. And Dr. Professor Niall Moynagh, Professor of Human Performance at DCU, joins us now on this. Niall, I presume you're all in favour.
Well, first of all, good morning, Ciara.
Good morning to you.
This put a big smile on my face this morning. I mean, I think we're starting to hit the right buttons. First of all, you know, we've been giving the public health message is out there. People know that being active is very good for your health, but a lot of people are not engaging in it. And I think this is a really innovative way. And what really excites me about this is that the public involvement. I mean, what they want to do in the parks in this region of Dublin is develop an infrastructure that will promote people being physically active in the park. And anything that does that is wonderful. And hopefully, you know, they can get vouchers, I think, for every 30 minutes that they walk in the park. And hopefully those vouchers can be used, you know, towards buying a blood pressure monitor or a pedometer or walking shoes. But all in all, I think it's a great, it's an innovative way. And it's thinking outside the box. And I hope the big issue for me, though, is that we can get the people who are not regularly active, we can get them engaged through this scheme.
Yeah, it gives us some indication of what the dollars, the civic dollars, could be used for. Cafes, the bike hub, the mobility genie, and indeed they can also be used to be donated to community organisations or pay for more expensive services, it says, including marketing or IT advice or legal consultations. It looks to me like they're going to be able to be redeemed in local businesses around the areas of these parks. That's what it kind of looks like. Do you have any concerns that the people that the slice of cake that they get by way of civic dollars might offset the good work of the walk in the park?
No, well, I think obviously we don't want them going to a shop and eating a cake after each walk. But I think it's varied. I think it's great to have the local community involved, have businesses involved in the local community, and the money then stays within the local community. So I think it's a win-win all around. But most importantly, what a lot of people don't understand is that simple walk every day can decrease their blood pressure, decrease the fat in their blood, improve their mood, and in this day and age, improve their immune function, not alone all the other benefits that it has from reducing chronic disease. So anything that's going to reduce the burden on our current healthcare system, we only have to look at the current COVID. If we could get people to be physically active and more metabolically healthy, we would reduce the number of people who are presenting with severe symptoms of the disease. So I think anything that promotes physical activity, and this is certainly the future, I think we're going to see a lot more of this in other communities throughout the country. For example, my own club in Scotstown up in Monaghan, they've built a large walkway around their playing fields, it's lit up at night. Those are the sort of initiatives that we need to have.
To facilitate and, I suppose, encourage and all of those types of things. One of the things that appears to be involved in this is that this is going to run, it's a pilot, so it's going to run for 5 months and it's going to hopefully aim to attract about 1,000 users of the system, and then they're going to roll it out in general. Could you see this becoming something that could happen nationwide, that you'll get the country walking by incentivising them with, you know, I do like the idea of going for a walk, particularly if there's a cup of coffee at the end of it, and if the coffee was free, it might encourage me to do more stuff.
Without a doubt. And I think also we see in many of the parks throughout the country now these simple weight-bearing machines that, you know, the people can do to improve their muscle strength and endurance. And it's not just the middle age or the old. We have this problem throughout life in Ireland. So it would be a great way to get kids who don't engage in team-based sports. It'll allow them to become physically active as well. So I think it's a win-win for the country. It's a wonderful idea.
Do you know what I do like about it as well, Niall? It's kind of innovative. It's like somebody is trying to be clever and think of new ways that maybe we haven't tried before to get people out there and get people involved in activities. Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, it's a 21st century solution to a 21st century problem. And I think, yeah, we're thinking the public health message or going to the doctor and the doctor telling me to lose weight and exercise. Well, people just don't do that.
No.
You have to incentivize them to do it. So I think this is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, well done to Dublin City Council. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Niall. That is Professor Niall Moynagh, the Professor of Human Performance at DCU.